Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers, Express Ranches invites you to their 17th annual Grass Time Sale coming Friday, April 28th. Over 600 head will sell, including 152 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 145 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can attend the auction live in person at Express Ranches in Yukon or bid online at Superior Livestock Auction or liveauctions.tv. You can download the sale catalog and view videos at expressranches.com. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale. Friday, April 28th.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Our own Casey Shepherd in our nation's capital this week with the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Washington Watch events. One of the folks she had the chance to catch up with during the Issues Forum, Vince Peterson, president of U.S. Wheat, talks about an ask that the industry has, the wheat industry has, for the 2023 Farm Bill as relates to market promotion.
In our particular area, we use the Farm Bill, a title of that, for our export market development funding. So there are two programs, Foreign Market Development and Market Access Program. These are old programs. Some of them go back to the 1950s. Some of them go back to the 1980s. And they haven't been increased since 2000. So we're about 22 years of inflation eating away at those things. So we're asking, the ag community in general is asking for those to be doubled in this next Farm Bill. And we know that's no easy ask. Budgets are going to be tight. Funding's tight. But we think it's something that the community needs to keep our exports moving along.
Vince Peterson with U.S. Wheat. Let's talk about the wheat crop, the Oklahoma hard red winter wheat crop, Kansas, Texas as well. Not looking very good right now. Oklahoma's wheat crop condition goes down again in the latest crop progress numbers issued Monday afternoon. We're now at 13% in good to excellent shape for the Oklahoma wheat crop. That's compared to 19% good to excellent a week ago, up to 53% of the crop now, poor to very poor versus 46% a week ago. Kansas, kind of at the bottom, 14% good to excellent shape this week versus 13% last week. The Texas crop, 16% in good to excellent shape this week versus 17% last week. Pasture range ratings, Oklahoma now at 13% in good to excellent shape. That's up 2 points from a week ago. Texas, 15% in good to excellent condition versus 12% 1 week ago on our pasture range ratings, according to USDA. Uncle Sam announcing Monday that agricultural producers, private landowners, can start signing up for the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program now through the 26th of May. Among the CRP enrollment opportunities, Grassland CRP is a unique working lands program. It allows producers and landowners to continue grazing and haying practices while conserving grasslands and promoting plant and animal biodiversity as well as healthier soil. Zach Duchereau says that Grassland CRP clearly demonstrates that agricultural productivity and conservation priorities not only can coexist, but also complement and enhance one another. Zach is the administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency, adding that the benefits of the Grassland CRP helps keep agricultural lands in production while delivering lasting climate outcomes. Check with your local FSA office for details about sign up. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.